Listen to Bethany, who stayed at a camp for overweight youngsters, and circle true or false.
Let's say hello to Bethany, who is going to tell us about a very special youth camp.
Hi, everybody. Yes, in my holidays last year, I stayed at a camp for overweight teenagers.
But you are not overweight, Bethany.
Not any longer, but I was really obese, and I definitely wanted to do something about it, and that is why I went to the camp.
How long did you stay there?
For 8 weeks, and my aim was a loss of 8 kilos.
And did you reach your goal?
More than that. I lost 10 kilos, but it was a hard time to stay at the camp, especially the first 2 weeks.
We are curious to learn about the camp.
Well, first of all, the camp was tough, but it was so good to be with other obese youngsters who had the same problems. So we were all in the same boat. There was nothing to be ashamed of. Everyone had the same hard times with jogging and climbing with our wobbly bodies. It wasn't embarrassing to run slowly, but from week to week we got faster and faster. Nobody laughed at you when you were exhausted after moving a bit, and nobody was an outsider. It was a splendid feeling. We did lots of sports, and after some time, moving started to be fun. It was never boring, and day by day we realized that we got fitter and fitter. We had great guys who constantly encouraged us, and they wrote slogans on the walls like, "Never ever give up."
That really sounds great. I'm also interested in the food you got. Were you hungry?
No, never. We could eat as much as we wanted to, but only the right things.
What were the right things?
We got lots of vegetables and fish and loads of salad. And there were always baskets full of fruit standing around where we could help ourselves whenever we wanted to. But we weren't allowed to drink any soft drinks. That meant 8 weeks without Coke. And what was really fascinating was that after the camp, I didn't like it anymore. I tasted one sip, but it was so disgustingly sweet. You can't imagine. Did you know that in 1 liter of Coke, there are 40 sugar lumps? Revolting.
Yes, I can imagine that. I don't like Coke either. What else was not allowed at the camp?
Sweets, chocolate, cakes, and junk food like hamburgers, chips, and crisps. All fattening stuff was forbidden.
Did anybody cheat and stuff himself with chocolate and cakes secretly?
No, I don't think so. There weren't any shops around, and we all wanted to reach our goals. There was also a nutritionist at the camp who told us many interesting facts about healthy food, and a doctor checked our health and our weight weekly.
Last but not least, have you got one final tip for our audience?
Yes. If you want to slim, it is a big mistake to weigh yourself daily. A weekly weigh is enough and not so frustrating.
Thank you, Bethany, for coming to our studio, and goodbye to all our listeners. Please join me again next week.